Core philosophy. In plain terms, the starting point for everything else. Government exists to serve the people who live here and play by the rules, and it should be simple enough that any citizen can read it and check the math. Complexity is treated as a hiding place for corruption, so it gets removed.
The American government exists to serve American citizens. Every policy is measured against one question: does this make life better for the people who live here and play by the rules? This platform combines aggressive worker protections, universal health care, and free education with hardline immigration enforcement, unrestricted gun rights, and the elimination of foreign aid. The through line is national self-sufficiency, an America that makes its own goods, mines its own resources, trains its own workers, defends its own borders, and answers to no foreign interest.
Simplicity is the cornerstone. The second through line is simplicity, not as a convenience, but as anti-corruption technology. Complexity is where power hides. The tax code is 70,000 plus pages because every page is a place to bury an advantage someone paid for. Healthcare billing is incomprehensible because confusion is profitable. Bills run thousands of pages because no one can object to what no one can read. This platform's answer is structural. Build systems with nowhere to hide anything. One tax curve that fits on an index card. One healthcare price list anyone can look up. Business registration that's a name and an address. Elections with no money in them at all. You cannot lobby for a loophole when there is no place to put one. A republic its citizens can fully understand is a republic its citizens actually control. That is the simple republic.
The plain language mandate. Transparency is enforced, not hoped for. Every law written in plain language an ordinary citizen can read and understand. Legalese drafted to obscure is treated as what it is, concealment. One subject per bill. No omnibus bundling, no unrelated riders, no 2,000-page must-pass packages hiding favors. If it can't pass on its own, it doesn't pass. Page limits with teeth. A bill that can't be explained in a short, readable document is a bill that hasn't been thought through or is hiding something. The federal budget published in household format. Where every dollar comes from and where every dollar goes, in a document a family can read at the kitchen table. Updated continuously, not annually. Every published price, rate, and schedule public by default. The healthcare price list, the curve formula, the minimum wage formula, state audit results. No FOIA requests required for the basics of self-government. Plain language summaries are the legally binding text. No more, the summary said one thing, but page 847 said another.
The smooth tax. One curve, zero complexity. Article 2 of the Simple Republic.
In plain terms, every federal and state tax is replaced by one formula applied to all the money that enters your life each year. Your first dollars are taxed at almost nothing. Extreme wealth is taxed steeply. And there are no deductions or loopholes for anyone.
Every existing federal and state tax is eliminated. Federal income tax, state income tax, corporate tax, payroll tax, sales tax, capital gains tax, estate tax, FICA, excise tax, all of it gone. Replaced by a single federal curve applied to one number. The sole exception? States keep a federally capped property tax as their independent revenue source for local services. The name is literal. The current tax code is jagged. Bracket cliffs, phase-outs, AMT triggers, deduction thresholds, marriage penalties. Every jagged edge is a place to hide a loophole or trap a taxpayer. The smooth tax is one continuous curve with no edges at all. Mathematically smooth and smooth to live under. The entire formula fits on an index card.
Total annual economic gain. Every dollar that enters your life in a calendar year counts, no exceptions. Wages and salary. Capital gains, realized and unrealized. Stock goes up, that's gain, whether you sold or not. Loan proceeds taken against assets. Borrow $100 million against your portfolio, that's $100 million in economic gain. Trust distributions, gifts and inheritance received. Any other increase in economic position. And what does not reduce your number? Charitable donations. Generosity is a personal choice, not a tax strategy. Business losses. Losses don't offset gains. The curve applies to all positive movements. Depreciation, deductions, credits, shelters, or offsets of any kind. There are zero deductions, zero loopholes, zero ways to restructure around it.
The formula. One smooth curve, from $0 to a dynamic ceiling. No brackets, no cliffs, no breakpoints. The marginal rate at any dollar is 99% times the ratio of two logarithms, the log of that dollar amount divided by the log of the ceiling raised to the power k. Your total tax is simply that rate, added up across every single dollar you earned. The rate is applied marginally. Each individual dollar is taxed at the rate the curve assigns to that specific dollar. Your first dollar is taxed at nearly 0%. Your billionth dollar is taxed at a much higher rate. Every additional dollar earned always results in more take-home. It is mathematically impossible to lose money by earning more. Two parameters. K is the progressive ramp. In year one, K is 1.5. It rises by a tenth each year and locks permanently at 2.0 in year six. Every American pays less than they do today from year one, and it gets better every year for 6 years, verified against real W-2 data. The ceiling is dynamic, pegged to the 99.99th percentile of actual economic gain, recalculated and published annually. As extreme wealth gets compressed over time, the ceiling drops and the whole curve rescales. The system is self-tightening.
What this most means for real people. In year one, every American pays less than they do now. As the ramp rises over 6 years, taxes drop further. These numbers are computed from the actual integral, not estimates. A $50,000 worker pays $12,192 in year one, dropping to $7,680 by year six. Today, they pay over $14,000. A tax cut from day one, getting bigger every year. A $75,000 skilled trade pays $19,425, dropping to $12,481. Today, over $23,000. The $100,000 professional pays $26,996, dropping to $17,582, against $33,000 today. A real-world example, at $137,000, $38,702 in year one, falling to $25,573, verified against an actual W-2 withholding of $39,972. That's $1,271 saved in year one and $14,399 saved by year six. A $1 million earner pays $362,917, dropping to $260,500, a significant cut at every level. A $1 billion gain pays $692 million, 69%, a massive increase from today's 3 to 9% effective rate. A $76 billion gain pays $71.2 billion. 93%. The curve extracts almost everything at this scale. The curve compresses extreme wealth while giving working and middle-class Americans the largest tax cut in history. No sales tax on purchases,
No payroll tax on wages. Property tax remains, but is capped. Every dollar has more purchasing power.
Zero corporate tax.
American businesses pay zero. Nothing.
This makes the United States the most attractive place on earth to operate a company. Starting a business requires registering a name and an address. No quarterly filings, no estimated payments, no payroll tax, no corporate returns. A welder coming out of the apprenticeship pipeline can start a contracting business the same afternoon he gets his certification. The owners of businesses are taxed on their personal economic gain through the same curve as everyone else. Corporate profits flow through to individuals and get captured there.
Anti-gaming provisions.
Every strategy the wealthy use to avoid taxes has a specific countermeasure. Splitting wealth across family members. Gifts count as economic gain for the recipient and don't reduce the giver's number. Trusts are attributed back to the person who funded them. Buy, borrow, die. Loans taken against assets count as economic gain. Unrealized appreciation counts as economic gain. The two loopholes that currently let billionaires pay zero are both closed. The charitable donation scam. Donations don't reduce your number. The entire charitable industrial complex, foundations as tax shelters, art donation fraud, philanthropy that's really wealth management, is eliminated overnight. The state provides health care, education, and elder care universally. Private charity that billionaires use to fund selectively is replaced by public services for everyone. Depreciation games. No deductions exist. There's nothing to depreciate against. Insurance and annuity wrappers. Growth inside any financial instrument counts as economic gain. No shelters. Cryptocurrency. Any on-ramp or off-ramp touching the U.S. financial system reports automatically. Unreported holdings discovered through enforcement carry criminal penalties. Hard assets and art. Assets above $100,000 require independent valuation every year. Valuation fraud carries criminal penalties, prison time, not fines.
Enforcement.
Mandatory asset disclosure with criminal penalties for underreporting, prison, not fines. Criminal liability for enablers. Wealth managers, accountants, and attorneys who facilitate wealth hiding face prosecution alongside their clients. Simplified valuation. Public assets at market price, real estate at assessed value, private businesses by formula based on revenue and assets.
The exit cap.
Leaving America. Article 3 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, renounce your citizenship, and you can take up to $1 billion with you. Everything above that is taxed on the way out, and you permanently lose access to American customers. You can't build a fortune here and walk away with all of it.
Any individual who renounces American citizenship or permanently relocates assets offshore is subject to a departure cap.
You may leave with a maximum of $1 billion in total assets. Everything above $1 billion is subject to the same smooth marginal curve applied to the excess. The intent is simple. If you earned $1 trillion in America, using American workers, American infrastructure, American consumers, and American legal protections, you don't get to take that trillion with you because you don't like the new tax code. $1 billion is a generous nest egg. It is more than enough to live lavishly anywhere on earth for multiple lifetimes. Anyone who considers this unfair is welcome to explain what they did to earn $100 billion or more that didn't depend on the country they're abandoning. Additionally, any individual who renounces citizenship is permanently barred from conducting business in the U.S. market. No selling products to American consumers, no government contracts, no operating subsidiaries on American soil. You don't get to leave and keep the customers.
Tariffs.
Training wheels. Then free competition. Article 4 of the Simple Republic.
In plain terms, a modest tariff shields American factories for 3 years, then drops to zero.
because zero corporate tax, free training, and cheap materials should make American goods competitive without protection. Companies whose owners fled to dodge the tax code pay a permanent 25% penalty, a universal tariff, phased out over the first term. Year 1, 10%. Year 2, 7%. Year 3, 4%. Year 4, 0. The tariff provides a baseline defense while domestic manufacturing ramps up. By year 4, zero corporate tax, free raw materials from domestic mining, free workforce training, and no business paperwork make American manufacturing competitive without artificial protection. If it can't compete on those advantages alone, a tariff wasn't going to save it. The punitive tariff. 25% on products from fled billionaire companies, permanent. Any company whose controlling owner renounced citizenship to dodge the curve and manufactures using exploitative foreign labor faces a 25% tariff on all goods sold into the U.S. market. This isn't economics. It's punishment. The message? Leaving has consequences.
Immigration. Total enforcement. No exceptions. Article 5 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, every employer verifies every worker biometrically with no industry exceptions, making illegal employment effectively impossible. Legal immigration drops to 50 to 100,000 people per year, strictly points-based, and everyone here illegally is deported.
Workplace elimination. The primary enforcement mechanism is mandatory e-verify with biometric verification for every employer in the country. No industry exemptions, agriculture, meatpacking, construction, hospitality, and every other sector complies on the same timeline. Chain liability. General contractors and parent companies are legally responsible for every worker on site, regardless of subcontracting layers. Fines start at $50,000 per unauthorized worker. Second offense triggers criminal charges against the individual hiring manager, not the company, the person. Mobile audit teams. Federal verification crews conduct unannounced biometric sweeps at job sites, processing plants, and agricultural operations. Real-time payroll integration. Every payroll cycle cross-references against e-verify automatically. Mismatches trigger flags. Cash economy enforcement. Demand-side penalties for individuals and businesses using unauthorized cash labor, with financial rewards for reporting.
Legal immigration, near total halt. Immediate moratorium on H-1B, L-1, and OPT visas. Family-based immigration restricted to spouses and minor children only. Diversity visa lottery permanently eliminated. Total annual legal immigration capped at 50,000 to 100,000. Strictly points-based, tied to verified domestic labor shortages with prevailing wage requirements.
No agricultural guest workers. No seasonal worker programs. No exemptions. American agriculture pays American wages. Farms that raise wages to competitive levels receive a temporary 2-year federal wage subsidy. Emergency funding accelerates agricultural robotics. Crops that can't be grown profitably at American wages are imported. We import the product, not the labor.
Deportation. Expedited removal. Prioritized. Criminals first, then existing deportation orders, then recent arrivals, then long-term overstays. Biometric tracking prevents re-entry. Re-entry after deportation is an automatic felony.
Birthright citizenship reform. Children born on U.S. soil to unauthorized immigrants do not receive automatic citizenship. The child is deported with the parent. This eliminates the anchor baby incentive. Coming to America illegally and having a child no longer creates a path to staying. Citizenship is for children of citizens and legal residents only.
Jobs and economy. American workers first. Article 6 of the Simple Republic.
In plain terms, offshoring jobs gets expensive, Trades training is free and comes with a living stipend, and the minimum wage is set by a formula, so a full-time job covers rent and basics wherever you live. Around $20 an hour in rural areas, $35 an hour in Manhattan,
and offshoring.
The offshoring tax. Companies that move jobs overseas pay a penalty tariff on goods and services sold back into the U.S., calibrated to eliminate the labor cost advantage. The federal contractor blacklist. More than 15% of your workforce offshore, and you're ineligible for government contracts. Data sovereignty. All American user data must be processed and stored domestically by American workers. Domestic research and development only. R&D tax credits apply exclusively to work on U.S. soil. The intellectual property enforcement lever. Companies that offshore divisions risk losing patent protections for products developed by foreign labor.
Rebuild the workforce. A national apprenticeship program. Federally funded trades training. Electrical, plumbing, welding, HVAC, heavy equipment, cybersecurity, software development. Participants receive a living stipend. An infrastructure employment engine. Massive federal investment in roads, bridges, grid modernization, and broadband. Partially built by prison labor for materials and basic work, with free American workers doing all skilled trades at prevailing wages. The mentorship pipeline. Retired Americans, 60 and over, are encouraged and supported to mentor apprentices and young workers. Their decades of experience feed directly into workforce development.
Minimum wage, tied to local cost of living. A federal minimum wage floor, calculated by formula and updated annually for every area in the country. The minimum wage in any location must be sufficient to cover rent on a one-bedroom apartment at no more than 30% of income, plus basic living costs. It auto-adjusts by zip code. No politics, no lobbying, just math. $20 an hour in rural West Virginia. $35 an hour in Manhattan. Every job, everywhere, pays enough to actually live.
Housing. Federal infrastructure funding is tied to zoning reform. Cities must allow more housing construction to receive money. First-time homebuyer assistance, funded by redirected foreign aid savings. Reduced immigration-driven demand, plus increased supply, brings affordability within reach.
Mandatory retirement and post-60 life. Article 7 of the Simple Republic.
In plain terms, work ends at 60. Those who need it receive $2,000 a month, retirees pay almost no tax, and every retirement opens a job for someone younger, while the most experienced people in the country become its mentors.
The principle. At age 60, formal employment ends. This is not punishment, it is liberation. Americans spend their best decades enriching employers. At 60, they've done their part. The remaining decades belong to them.
Why this works.
Mentorship. A master electrician with more than 30 years of experience spends his 60s mentoring apprentices at the trade school, not because he has to, but because he's proud of his craft. A retired nurse volunteers at the government nursing homes. The best teachers are currently too busy working to teach. This creates a massive pool of experienced mentors. Job pipeline. Every 60-year-old who retires opens a position for a younger worker coming out of the apprenticeship program. Employers know the exact date every employee will leave, giving years to train replacements. Community. People with time build communities. Coaching youth sports, teaching firearms safety, running community gardens, guiding troubled kids. This is the social infrastructure that money can't buy.
The dignity wage, $2,000 a month for 60 and over.
Every American over 60 who needs it receives $2,000 a month, the dignity wage. This is not Social Security. There's no paying in, no complicated formula, no bureaucracy. If your total assets are below a defined threshold, you get the check.
If you saved well during your working years and don't need it, you don't. The dignity wage also applies in special circumstances, working age disability. An American who becomes permanently disabled before 60 receives a scaled dignity wage, halfway between the $2,000 a month floor and their projected field earnings until age 60, then drops to the standard $2,000. A welder projected to make $7,000 a month receives around $4,500 a month. This is not a handout. It's compensation scaled to what they lost. Government transition. Americans whose jobs are eliminated by platform reforms, IRS workers, state tax employees, insurance industry workers, receive the standard $2,000 a month dignity wage while they retrain through free college. The transition is temporary. Once retrained, they enter the workforce in a productive field.
Curve protection for retirees. Americans over 60 are not subject to the full curve on whatever modest investment income or savings returns they have. Their maximum effective rate is capped at 10% regardless of assets. Rich retirees still contribute something. Poor retirees pay almost nothing.
Social Security. The cash out. Article 8 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, Social Security ends and the payroll tax stops immediately. An instant 6.2% raise for every worker. Everyone gets back what they paid in, with interest. Struggling retirees move directly on to the $2,000 a month dignity wage, so nobody who played by the rules is abandoned.
Social Security is terminated. FICA payroll tax collection stops immediately. Every worker gets an instant 6.2% raise. Every employer saves 6.2%.
The settlement.
Every participant's lifetime contributions are calculated with standard savings account interest, 2-3%, not compound market returns. What they've already collected in benefits is subtracted. The result determines what happens. Retirees who have already received more than they contributed, plus interest, they're done. They got their money back, and then some. Benefits end after a 3-month transition period. Retirees who have received less than they contributed, plus interest, they receive the remainder in structured installments over 5 to 8 years, funded by curve revenue. Prioritized by age, oldest first. Wealthy retirees, significant assets, multiple properties, large portfolios, cut off regardless. If you own beach houses and eat at restaurants every night, you don't need a government check. Struggling retirees, minimal savings, living frugally on Social Security, protected. These people transition directly into the 60 and over dignity wage program at $2,000 a month, potentially with a modest increase. Nobody who played by the rules and lived modestly gets abandoned. Current workers, contributions calculated with savings account interest, paid out in installments over 5 to 10 years based on age priority. Youngest workers with minimal contributions are paid out fastest because the amounts are smallest.
Healthcare. Universal, fixed price, no fine print. Article 9 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, everyone is covered. The government is the only payer, and there is one public price list for every procedure and medication. No premiums, no deductibles, no surprise bills. And price gouging becomes a crime instead of a business model.
Structure.
Fully nationalized single-payer healthcare for all American citizens. The Canadian model. Doctors and medical staff remain private, operate independently, and get paid well. Hospitals stay private. But there is one payer, the federal government, and one price list.
Government-set pricing.
The government publishes a comprehensive price schedule for every procedure, medication, and service. An appendectomy pays $4,000. An MRI pays $300. A doctor visit pays $150. Aspirin pays what aspirin costs. Hospitals and doctors can take it or leave it,
But since the government is the only payer, there's no one else to sell to. This forces U.S. per capita healthcare costs down from the current level of more than $13,000, the highest in the world for worse outcomes, to approximately $7,000 to $8,000, in line with other developed nations. Total government cost, approximately $2 trillion, instead of the current $3.2 trillion and more, covering everyone with no premiums, no deductibles, no copays.
Elimination of admin bloat.
American hospitals currently employ more billing administrators than nurses. The multi-payer system, where every insurance company has different rates, codes, and approval processes, is eliminated entirely. One price list, one payer, one simple claim form. Admin overhead drops by $400 to $500 billion annually.
Criminal penalties for healthcare profiteering. Healthcare fraud, price gouging, and billing manipulation are prosecuted as criminal offenses with prison time, not civil fines. Hospital administrators who inflate charges above the government price schedule face fraud charges. Pharmaceutical executives who engage in price manipulation on essential medications face criminal prosecution. If a pharma company refuses to sell at the government negotiated price, compulsory licensing allows generic manufacturers to produce the medication. The patent exists, but a license is forced. People don't die because a company wants higher margins.
Medical supply chain price controls.
Medical device companies and supply manufacturers are subject to the same government price schedule as procedures. A hospital bed that currently costs $30,000 is set at $3,000. Dental drill bits, surgical instruments, disposables, all priced at reasonable markups over actual manufacturing cost. The sole buyer leverage applies to the entire supply chain, not just procedures.
Malpractice reform. Accountability without insurance.
The malpractice insurance industry is eliminated entirely. In its place, a three-tier accountability system. Tier 1, a bad outcome despite proper care. The patient dies or is harmed during a procedure with known risks. The doctor followed protocols and did everything right. No punishment, no investigation. Medicine is inherently risky. Tier 2, negligence. The doctor skipped a step, didn't read the chart, was rushing. Someone got hurt because of carelessness. The consequence? Permanent license revocation and financial restitution to the victim paid from a government compensation fund. Career over, but not prison. Tier 3, gross recklessness. The doctor was impaired, knowingly operating beyond competence, or deliberately cutting corners. Someone died or was maimed because the doctor simply did not care. Criminal charges, the same framework as any other professional who abuses their position of trust. Victim compensation follows a published schedule. Loss of limb pays X, permanent disability pays Y, wrongful death pays Z. No lawsuits, no lawyers taking 40%, no 5-year fights. Investigation determines the tier, compensation is paid, accountability is enforced. Clean and fast.
Doctor compensation. With free medical education, no student debt, doctors no longer need salaries above $300,000 just to service loans.
Target physician compensation, $150,000 to $175,000. Still an excellent living, well above median income, reflecting the skill and importance of the work. Combined with eliminated malpractice premiums, currently $50,000 to $200,000 a year, doctors actually take home more in many cases, despite lower gross pay.
Drug price negotiation.
The federal government negotiates all pharmaceutical prices directly. As the sole buyer for more than 260 million people, the government has absolute leverage. Prices are set at levels comparable to what other developed nations pay.
Criminal justice.
Work, consequences, and restitution.
Article 10 of the Simple Republic.
In plain terms, every able-bodied inmate works, mining and hazardous cleanup that never competes with free workers, with the value going to victims and costs. Repeat violent offenders face automatic detention and multiplied sentences. The final 2 years teach a paid trade for life after release.
Prison labor camps. Every able-bodied inmate works. No exceptions. No idleness. The bulk of the sentence is unpaid, hard labor. Inmates do work that generates value for the nation, but does not compete with free American workers. Mining ore, quarrying stone, hazardous site cleanup, heavy land clearing, landfill processing. This is dangerous, physically demanding work that no one lines up to do voluntarily. Conditions are austere. This is punishment. Domestically mined resources feed directly into infrastructure programs and manufacturing, reducing dependence on foreign supply chains. Prison labor breaks America's reliance on Chinese rare earth minerals and other imported materials. All value generated goes to victim restitution and offsetting incarceration costs. The prison system flips from an $80 to $90 billion annual expense to approximately break-even or net positive. The final 2 years before release. Fair wages and trade certification. Inmates who maintained good behavior earn transition into skilled trades training, welding, electrical, plumbing, heavy equipment. They're paid prevailing wages with mandatory deductions, victim restitution, incarceration costs, and locked savings. They walk out with $20,000 to $30,000 saved, a trade certification, and work discipline. Lifers and permanent no-release inmates do unpaid labor for life. They work to pay back what they've taken from society until they die. The critical firewall. Prison labor is deployed on mining, hazardous cleanup, and raw material extraction only. Never on construction, infrastructure, or skilled trades that free Americans do. The free labor market is protected absolutely.
Repeat offender crackdown. Mandatory detention triggers. 3 violent felony arrests within 5 years, or any violent charge while on release for a prior violent charge. Pretrial release is off the table. No bail, no judicial discretion. Sentence multipliers. A second violent felony doubles the sentence. A third triples it. Formula driven. Judges can go above the floor, but never below it. Permanent GPS monitoring for released violent repeat offenders.
Judicial and prosecutorial accountability. A public tracking database. Every judge's release and sentencing decisions are logged against reoffense outcomes. Outlier patterns trigger removal proceedings. DA accountability. Plea deal outcomes are tracked and published. A ban on charge reduction for violent offenses when the defendant has prior violent history.
White-collar crime. Wage theft, pension fraud, and corporate malfeasance that damages working-class wealth are prosecuted criminally with prison time. A CEO who defrauds workers does time in the work camps alongside everyone else.
Death penalty.
Murderers receive a fair trial. If convicted, execution is swift, not 20 years on death row burning taxpayer money on endless appeals. The appeals process is expedited and limited. Justice delayed is justice denied for both the victim's family and the public.
Racial policy. No affirmative action, no reparations.
The platform addresses racial inequality through its actual mechanisms. Tough enforcement on violent crime makes every neighborhood safer. Free healthcare and education remove the barriers that disproportionately affect minority communities. The dignity wage provides a floor, and high wages from restricted immigration lift all workers. Equal treatment, not special treatment.
Foreign policy. America first, no exceptions.
Article 11 of the Simple Republic.
In plain terms, foreign bases close
foreign aid ends, and the military shrinks to what actually defends America: borders, coasts, nuclear deterrence, and cyber. $400 billion instead of $1.4 trillion. The troops who come home respond to hurricanes and wildfires instead of policing other countries.
And lopsided alliances.
Phase down Israeli aid. The $3.8 billion annual package enters a 3-year phase down. Israel has a $500 billion GDP and does not need subsidies. The relationship becomes a partnership of equals. NATO compliance or withdrawal. Nations not meeting 2% GDP defense spending lose American security guarantees. All bilateral aid is reviewed against one question: what does America get back? Failed aid is redirected to domestic programs.
Military restructuring.
Close the majority of foreign military bases. End foreign deployments. Troops are restationed domestically or deployed on humanitarian and reconstruction projects abroad. A way to begin making amends with a world America has battered for decades. Significant defense budget reallocation from foreign projection to domestic priorities: border security, infrastructure, workforce. Maintain technological superiority and nuclear deterrence. Reduce global footprint.
Natural disaster response.
FEMA is eliminated. The military, no longer deployed across 750 foreign bases, handles domestic disaster response directly. Troops stationed domestically deploy to hurricane zones, earthquake sites, wildfire areas, and flood regions. Faster response, more manpower, no separate bureaucracy. The military finally serves Americans at home instead of policing foreigners abroad.
Veterans. Healthcare and education benefits are unnecessary. Both are already free for every American under this platform. The VA medical system is absorbed into single payer. Physical disability compensation continues for veterans with service-connected physical injuries. A massive audit identifies and removes fraudulent claims. Funds recovered from fakers are redistributed to veterans with genuine, provable physical disabilities. Mental health is treated with treatment, not cash. Therapy is free. Medication is free. Asylums are available for severe cases. Money doesn't fix a broken mind. Connection does. Government-funded veteran lodges provide places where vets can meet, support each other, form friendships, and build community. Cheap to operate, massive impact on quality of life.
Energy. Nuclear first, private innovation. Article 12 of the Simple Republic.
In plain terms, the government builds and operates nuclear plants as the nation's energy backbone, because energy security is national security. Private companies stay free to innovate around it within environmental guardrails.
Government built and operated nuclear power plants as the national energy baseline.
Modern reactor designs, heavy regulation, rigorous inspection. Energy security is national security. The private sector is free to innovate in fossil fuels, renewables, and emerging technologies within reasonable environmental guardrails.
Drill if you want, but don't frack next to a creek.
Environment.
Well-funded science, real teeth. Article 13 of the Simple Republic.
In plain terms, the EPA and FDA are fully funded and run by scientists instead of lobbyists, with criminal penalties behind their rules. The same standards apply to everyone, including the government's own mines and work camps.
The EPA, FDA, and all regulatory agencies are fully funded and staffed by scientists and domain experts, not political appointees or industry lobbyists. Regulations are based on evidence, not ideology or corporate pressure. Some rules get relaxed, some get strengthened. Every decision is made case by case with actual experts in the room. The agencies have real enforcement power, backed by criminal penalties, consistent with the rest of this platform.
All domestic operations, including prison mining, manufacturing, agriculture, and energy production, meet the same environmental and safety standards. No carve-outs. Prison work camps pass the same inspections as any private mine or factory. Domestic production does not come at the cost of poisoned water or destroyed land. National parks, conservation lands, and clean water protections are maintained and funded. National self-sufficiency means protecting the land that sustains us.
Education. Restructured, free, and strategically focused. Article 14 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, school through 8th grade covers the fundamentals. At 14, every student gets 4 free years of specialty training. Trades, medicine, AI, aerospace, and enters the workforce at 18, already skilled. Instruments and art supplies are free for anyone, pursued on their own time.
Kindergarten through 8th grade, fundamentals. Grades kindergarten through 8 cover reading, writing, math, science, history, financial literacy, civic responsibility, and the firearms safety program. This is the foundation every American needs, regardless of what they specialize in.
9th grade and beyond. Free specialty education. College. At age 14, students enter free specialty education, what we currently call college. They choose a major from fields that serve the nation's strategic needs: AI and software development, robotics and humanoid engineering, material science and deep earth exploration, aerospace and space systems, medical and nursing, skilled trades, electrical, plumbing, welding, HVAC, heavy equipment, CNC machining, cybersecurity and network engineering, nuclear engineering, agriculture and food science, and other fields as national needs evolve. Students choose their own major and can pivot at any time. Nobody is assigned a specialty. But every available field serves a real national need. No publicly funded degrees in fields without practical application. By age 18, every American enters the workforce with 4 years of focused specialty training. A 4-year head start over the current system where kids don't specialize until 22 at the earliest.
Creative education. Creativity is not eliminated, it is integrated and liberated. Within technical curricula, competitions to build the coolest robot, design the most elegant solution, create the most innovative prototype. Creativity lives inside every discipline, rather than being siloed into a separate degree program. Free instruments, art materials, and supplies provided to any American who wants them through a government program. High-quality free online courses in music, visual art, writing, and every creative discipline. Anyone can pursue art. They just do it on their own time with free resources rather than spending $100,000 on a degree. More people actually creating, not fewer.
The pipeline. Specialty education feeds directly into the National Apprenticeship Program and the workforce. A graduate at 18 enters an apprenticeship, gets a living stipend, and is fully employed in their field by 20. The education system doesn't produce graduates who can't find work. It produces exactly what the economy needs. As humanoids and AI take over physical labor, the education system pivots toward the industries that build and maintain those systems. The curriculum isn't static. It evolves as national needs evolve.
Family policy. Parenthood without poverty. Article 15 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, a full year of paid maternity leave. Employers are paid extra to hold the job. A mandatory month for new fathers, free child care, and free birth control. Starting a family stops being a financial catastrophe.
Maternity leave.
12 months of optional leave split at the mother's discretion before or after birth. The employer is compensated by the state at 1 + 1/12 the employee's wage, 108.3% for holding the position. The employer makes money by keeping the job open. No incentive to quietly replace her.
The mother's position is guaranteed when she returns. Employers who retaliate or eliminate the role face criminal penalties under the same framework as wage theft.
Paternity leave. 1 month, mandatory, immediately after birth. The employer is compensated at 1.5 times the employee's wage for reserving the position. Dad is home helping set up whatever mom needs for the first year. Non-negotiable. Retiree volunteer program. Retired women, 60 and over, can volunteer to assist new mothers during their first year, helping with the baby, teaching, providing experienced support. This connects the mentorship culture to family life. Grandmothers who want to help but don't have grandchildren nearby can support young families in their community.
Child care.
Free, well-funded, and inspected. Government-funded child care facilities with rigorous safety and quality standards. Regular inspections with real enforcement. Every working parent has access to quality child care without financial stress.
Firearms.
Universal training and unrestricted carry. Article 16 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, every law-abiding citizen can own and carry. Every high schooler learns firearm safety and marksmanship. Trained graduates are issued a handgun at adulthood, and violent felons are banned for life.
Full Second Amendment restoration. No federal restrictions on ownership or carry for law-abiding citizens.
Mandatory firearm safety and self-defense training in high school for all students who pass a baseline competency assessment. Training covers safe handling, marksmanship, situational awareness, and active threat response. Upon reaching legal adulthood, trained graduates receive a handgun as a civic provision. Violent felons are permanently banned from ownership. Universal armament for the law-abiding, combined with severe consequences for criminal misuse, creates citizen-powered public safety.
Technology.
State oversight of major platforms. Article 17 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, major platforms can't censor legal speech, and every account must be verified as one real human through cryptography that mathematically cannot reveal which human. Bots and foreign influence campaigns die overnight. Anonymity survives. Paid political advertising is illegal forever.
Major technology and social media platforms are treated as critical national infrastructure.
Platforms cannot police legal speech. Content moderation of lawful expression is prohibited. Lobbying restrictions. Tech companies are barred from lobbying for immigration policy that suppresses American wages. Antitrust enforcement. Monopolistic practices are broken up. Data sovereignty. American user data processed on American soil by American workers.
Kill the bots.
Every account on every major platform operating in the U.S. must be verified as a real human using zero-knowledge proof cryptography. How it works. A citizen completes biometric verification once. The system generates a cryptographic token that confirms this is a real human, but contains zero information about which human. It is mathematically impossible to reverse engineer who you are from the token. When you create an account, the platform validates the token. They confirm you're real. They cannot see your name, your biometrics, or anything identifying. The government cannot see what accounts you created or what you posted. Nobody can connect your anonymous account to your real identity. What the system guarantees: this account belongs to a real human. This human only has one account per platform. No running 500 bot accounts. This human is a verified American citizen. And what the system explicitly cannot do: identify who the person is, track what they post, connect accounts across platforms to the same person, give the government any surveillance capability. The technology exists today. Bots, astroturfing campaigns, and foreign influence operations become impossible overnight.
Paid political advertising is illegal.
Paid political advertising, television, radio, digital, print, is illegal. Not just during campaigns, always.
No individual or corporation can purchase airtime or ad space to promote or attack any policy, candidate, or legislation. Free speech is free. Anyone can post their opinions, hold rallies, go on podcasts, stand on a street corner. What they cannot do is spend $500 million blasting propaganda at 200 million people. That's not speech. That's market manipulation of public opinion using wealth. This is consistent with the platform's election reforms. No campaign ads, no donations, and extends the principle permanently. Ideas compete with ideas, not with advertising budgets.
Banking. Abolish the Fed. Real accountability. Article 18 of the Simple Republic.
In plain terms, the Federal Reserve is dissolved. The Treasury manages the money supply, markets set interest rates, and auditors sit inside the banks year-round. No bailouts, ever. Executives who gamble with depositors' money go to prison.
The Federal Reserve is abolished. The Federal Reserve, an unelected, quasi-private institution accountable to no one, is dissolved. Its functions are replaced with direct, transparent, accountable systems. Money supply is managed directly by the U.S. Treasury. The Treasury already prints physical currency. No reason a separate institution needs to control how much money exists. The Treasury is accountable to the elected government, which is accountable to voters. Interest rates are set by the market, not by a committee of bankers in a room. Supply and demand for borrowing determines the cost of lending naturally. No more a dozen unelected people deciding the rate on every mortgage and business loan in America. Bank regulation with teeth. State auditors with constant, unrestricted access to bank books, not periodic reviews, permanent, ongoing examination of bank activities. Suspicious practices are flagged and investigated in real time. No bailouts. Ever. If a bank fails because its executives were reckless, those executives face criminal prosecution and the work camps. Depositors are protected through FDIC insurance, which banks pay into, not taxpayers. Banks that can't survive without gambling with depositors' money don't deserve to exist. Criminal penalties for executives who engage in risky behavior that endangers depositor funds or threatens systemic stability. Same framework as every other white-collar crime in this platform. Prison, not fines.
Drug policy. Realize, purify, support. Article 19 of the Simple Republic.
In plain terms, most drugs become legal for adults with pharmaceutical purity standards, ending fentanyl contamination deaths. Trained civilian responders, not police, handle drug crises, and trafficking adulterated product carries heavy prison time.
Most drugs are legalized for adult personal use, regulated to ensure pharmaceutical-grade purity, eliminating the fentanyl contamination that drives the majority of overdose deaths. Tax revenue from legal sales funds education, treatment, and crisis response, a civilian crisis corps. A new category of first responder, not police, trained to compassionately assist people in drug-related distress. Someone having a bad trip gets a calm professional who takes them somewhere safe. No arrest, no criminal record. Heavy criminal penalties for trafficking adulterated or unregulated substances. Honest public education on risks, addiction, and responsible use.
Birth control and abortion. Article 20 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, birth control is free and shipped discreetly to anyone from puberty on. No age gate, no doctor visit. Abortion is illegal with strictly enforced exceptions. Rape, decided in a 72-hour hearing, the mother's life, and fatal or agonizing fetal conditions.
Universal free birth control. Birth control is free, accessible, and private for every American from the onset of puberty. No age gate, no parental consent, no doctor visit required. Puberty confirmation via saliva test. At-home hormone test kits, smartphone-scanned saliva strips, already commercially available with 94 to 97% accuracy, confirm puberty has begun. Once confirmed, birth control is shipped to any address in discreet packaging. No pharmacy visit, no awkward conversations, no barriers. For girls, hormonal and non-hormonal options available. As non-hormonal options reach market, they're currently in development, preference shifts toward those to avoid the mood and bone density side effects of hormonal methods in adolescence. For boys, spermicidal condoms shipped free immediately. As male birth control pills and injectables clear FDA approval, multiple candidates are currently in phase 2 trials. Those are added to the free program. Government funding accelerates FDA review of male contraceptives. Population philosophy. This platform does not believe endless population growth is necessary or desirable. With AI and humanoid robotics advancing, fewer people living better lives is preferable to more people competing for resources. Accessible birth control is a feature, not a problem.
Abortion, illegal with enforced exceptions. Abortion is illegal. Birth control is free, universally accessible from puberty, and delivered to your door. There is no excuse for an unwanted pregnancy under this system. Exceptions where abortion is authorized. Rape. A 72-hour emergency hearing, separate from the criminal trial, determines whether there is sufficient evidence to authorize the abortion. This uses a preponderance of evidence standard, more likely than not, rather than the criminal standard of beyond reasonable doubt. The hearing exists solely to authorize the abortion quickly. The actual criminal prosecution of the rapist proceeds on a normal timeline, with full due process, defense preparation, and trial rights. Both interests are served. The woman gets the abortion quickly, the accused gets a fair trial. False accusations carry severe penalties. Mother's life at risk. Two randomly assigned doctors, from a national pool, neither chosen by the patient nor the first doctor, independently confirm the condition. Once both agree, abortion is not just authorized, but mandatory. No hospital or doctor may refuse to perform a life-saving abortion. Refusal falls under the medical negligence framework, license revocation, or criminal charges if the woman dies. Exceptions where abortion is mandatory. Fetus will never have conscious life. Anencephaly, no brain, organs incompatible with life, conditions where no awareness will ever exist. Two randomized doctors confirm. Abortion is mandatory, no carrying a doomed pregnancy to term. Fetus will have a life defined by suffering. Conditions where the child will be conscious but in constant or near constant pain, brittle bone disease, epidermolysis bullosa, Tay-Sachs, and similar. The child's interest in not suffering outweighs the parent's desire to have that child. The parent isn't the one who has to live in that body. Two randomized doctors confirm. Abortion is mandatory. What is not forced? Disability with real quality of life. Down syndrome, deafness, blindness, missing limbs, conditions where the person can experience happiness, form relationships, and participate in the world even with significant limitations. The family decides. The government does not force abortion on a child who could live a meaningful life.
Elections and governance. Kill the machine. Article 21 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, two terms for every office, all campaign donations and political ads illegal, paper ballots hand-counted by randomly selected citizens, ranked choice voting, and the Electoral College gone. Politicians are paid so well that bribing them becomes pointless. Term limits. Every elected office, two terms of 4 years. President, senator, representative, governor, mayor, all the same. No career politicians.
You serve for a maximum of 8 years, and then you go home. You are a citizen who served, not a ruling class.
1. Election Day.
One national election day every 4 years for every office. No staggered cycles, no midterms, no constant campaigning. Politicians govern for 4 years and then face the voters. The permanent campaign industry dies overnight.
No primaries, no parties. Anyone can register to run for any office. No party gatekeeping, no primary elections, no convention delegates. A candidate runs on their own platform, their specific positions on issues that matter to their constituents, not a party line. The concept of two parties is replaced over time by individual candidates with unique platforms.
No campaign money. All campaign donations are illegal. No individual donations, no corporate donations, no PACs, no super PACs, no dark money. Campaigns consist of a website and rallies. A billionaire and a plumber run on exactly equal footing. Their ideas and their ability to show up and convince people in person. Campaign ads, television, radio, digital, are illegal. No more elections won by whoever has the most money.
Politician salaries. Elected officials are paid enough that corruption becomes irrational. No one can offer them anything meaningful because they're already wealthy from the job itself. The president, $100 million a year. Senators, representatives, and governors, $10 million a year. Mayors, $5 million a year. City councils and local officials, significant compensation, scaled to jurisdiction. Total cost for every elected official in the country, approximately $8 to $9 billion a year, 0.17% of the federal budget. A rounding error that eliminates the financial incentive for corruption. Combined with illegal donations and no campaign spending, the post office revolving door of speaking fees and corporate board seats from companies politicians helped while in office becomes unnecessary. The salary is the compensation. Lobbying for any purpose is prohibited.
Voting. Biometric voter verification. The same biometric system that confirms citizenship for E-Verify confirms citizenship at the voting booth. No separate voter ID, no registration drives, no eligibility questions. Air-gapped computers at every polling location. No internet connection, no remote hacking possible. Voters use fuzzy search to find candidates, make their selections, and the machine prints a physical paper ballot. Printed ballot review. Voters review their printed ballot before submitting. What you see is what counts. Ranked choice voting. Voters rank up to 5 candidates per office. This naturally surfaces consensus candidates rather than polarizing ones. A candidate who's everyone's second choice beats a candidate loved by 20% and hated by 80%. Hand counted by randomly selected citizens. No partisan election officials, no machine counting. Random citizens verify the results. Popular vote for president. The Electoral College is eliminated. The candidate with the most votes wins. Every vote in every state counts equally.
State government, independent but accountable. Article 22 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, states keep running their own police, roads, schools, and courts funded by a federally capped property tax, the one tax that survives. Independent federal auditors verify every dollar is spent where it was promised.
States retain autonomy over local services, state police, roads, schools, courts, DMV, and local infrastructure. They are not subsidiaries of the federal government.
Revenue.
States retain a federally capped property tax as their sole independent revenue source. Each state sets its own rate within the federal cap. Property tax is the cleanest local tax. Land doesn't move, it's hard to game, and it directly funds the local services property owners benefit from. All other state taxes, state income tax, state sales tax,
are permanently eliminated as part of the federal CURV system.
Accountability. State auditors, federally appointed, independent of state government, continuously verify that tax revenue is spent where it was allocated. Road funds go to roads. School funds go to schools. Misspent funds trigger investigations with the same criminal framework applied everywhere else in this platform. Citizens who believe their state government is misspending can vote them out under the same term-limited, no-donation, ranked-choice election system that applies to every other office.
Religion and marriage. The government has no role. Article 23 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, government exits both. No religious language in law, no marriage licenses, no marriage benefits. Marry whoever you want in whatever ceremony you choose. The state isn't involved. Free government websites replace the legal paperwork, wills, and medical directives in minutes.
Separation of religion and state. Religion is removed from all aspects of government. No religious test for office. No religious language in law. No policy justified by religious doctrine. The government is secular. It serves citizens of all faiths and no faith equally.
Marriage. The government has no role in marriage. Marriage is a religious or personal ceremony. The state doesn't perform it, incentivize it, or grant special benefits for it. No tax benefits for married couples, no legal distinction between married and unmarried citizens, no immigration through marriage. The historical justification for government-subsidized marriage was encouraging population growth to expand the workforce. Under this platform, population growth is unnecessary. Humanoids and AI will handle labor needs, birth control is freely accessible, and the economy is not dependent on an ever-growing population. This resolves the LGBTQ marriage debate entirely. The government doesn't do marriage for anyone, so there's nothing to argue about. Marry whoever you want, in whatever church or ceremony you choose. The government doesn't care and isn't involved.
Replacing marriage's legal functions.
Marriage currently bundles several legal protections. Each is replaced by a simpler, universal mechanism. Inheritance. Leave a will, or the state inherits. A free government website guides anyone through creating a will in minutes. No lawyer needed.
Medical decisions. A free government website for creating an advance directive. Designate who makes medical decisions for you if you can't. Takes 10 minutes. Without one, doctors default to keeping you alive unless you'd be in a permanent vegetative state.
Spousal privilege in court. Eliminated. If your spouse committed a crime, you testify. No passes for protecting criminals, consistent with the platform's accountability framework across every institution.
Shared property. Handled through standard civil contracts between any two or more adults. No special institution required.
Care for those who can't care for themselves.
Article 24 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, nobody lives on the street. Full stop. Every homeless person is placed into real help, mental health care, addiction treatment, or job placement, whether they ask or not, in clean, well-staffed facilities. The elderly who can't care for themselves get dignified public nursing homes.
Government nursing homes. Government-funded nursing homes as a baseline safety net for Americans who can no longer care for themselves. Clean, well-staffed, dignified. A private room, meals, medical care, and well-funded activity directors, art classes, game nights, gardening, outings.
These are people, not storage.
Publicly funded dignity with an engaged life, not warehousing.
Homelessness, solved, not managed.
Homelessness is not managed. It is eliminated. Day one, begin construction of asylums and rehabilitation facilities across the country. Prison labor builds them. Homeless individuals are rounded up and sorted into the appropriate track. Mental illness goes to the asylum, clean, well-staffed with active programming and activity directors. People with severe mental illness who cannot function independently, schizophrenia, profound cognitive disability, stay as permanent wards of the state. Their lives are dignified and engaged, not a padded room. Addiction goes to rehabilitation, intensive treatment programs. Upon graduation, individuals receive job placement through the National Apprenticeship Pipeline, a few months of free rent and utilities to get established, and access to free university or trades education. Displacement, no mental illness or addiction, just broke and unlucky, goes direct to job placement. Same support, housing assistance, apprenticeship access, free education. This is mandatory. Individuals do not have the option to refuse services and remain on the street. Public spaces are for the public, not for encampments, not for suffering in plain sight. Everyone gets help, whether they want it or not.
The connection. Elder care, asylums, and rehabilitation facilities all follow the same model: clean, well-staffed, active programming, and dignity. The difference is that nursing home residents are there permanently by age, asylum residents may be there permanently by condition, and rehab residents are there temporarily with a clear path out.
AI, robotics, and the future economy. Article 25 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, America builds the robots, AI, and spacecraft instead of buying them from rivals. As machines take over physical work, the tax curve automatically captures the value they create. Retirement comes earlier, and the nation that exports humanoids owns this century.
National strategic priority. AI development, humanoid robotics, material science, and space exploration are treated as national strategic priorities, on par with nuclear energy and national defense. Government-funded research labs, university programs, and direct investment ensure America builds these technologies domestically rather than becoming dependent on foreign systems.
Humanoids and the workforce transition. Humanoid robots will replace massive amounts of physical labor within 10 to 20 years. This is not a threat, it is the goal. Under this platform, the transition is managed. The education system pivots as humanoids take over physical work. The specialty tracks shift toward building, programming, and maintaining AI and robotic systems. The curriculum evolves with the technology. The tax curve handles it automatically. When a factory owner's humanoids produce $100 million in value, the owner pays the curve on that $100 million in economic gain. The revenue base doesn't shrink because humans stopped working. It shifts to taxing whoever owns the machines. The curve was designed for this. As automation expands, retirement age can drop from 60 toward 50 or lower. The dignity wage can expand. The platform's infrastructure, free healthcare, free education, the dignity wage, community programs, is the foundation for a post-labor society where humans focus on creativity, exploration, mentorship, and community, while machines handle production.
Space. Mining asteroids. Establishing off-world colonies. Building orbital infrastructure. Development work starts now. Free university pumps out aerospace engineers. Zero corporate tax attracts private space companies. Government contracts funded by the surplus drive initial development. This is a 20 to 50 year play, but the workforce and economic foundation is built in the first term.
Deep Earth exploration. Current mining barely scratches the surface. The deepest mines are roughly 4 kilometers down, while the Earth's crust is 30 to 70 kilometers thick. Developing the materials, drill technology, and pressure-resistant equipment to explore deeper is itself a multi-decade industry, employing thousands of researchers, engineers, and specialists. Prison labor handles accessible surface mining. The advanced deep exploration work is skilled American labor, pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Manufacturing humanoids and AI for export. America should not just use these technologies, America should build and export them.
A nation that manufactures humanoid robots and AI systems for the rest of the world owns the 21st century economy, the same way the nation that manufactured automobiles owned the 20th.
Budget reality.
Article 26 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, the arithmetic behind everything. The curve raises about $10 trillion in year one against $5.3 trillion of spending, a surplus from day one. Roughly $20 trillion of debt paid off in a single presidential term, and a debt-free nation within 10 years.
The K ramp. K starts at 1.5 in year one, set for maximum revenue while still cutting everyone's taxes. It rises by a tenth each year, 1.6 in year two as taxes drop and the surplus continues, 1.7 in year three, easing as the economy grows, 1.8 in year four as the base expands from zero corporate tax, 1.9 in year five as the Social Security cash out completes. In year six, it locks permanently at 2.0, a sustainable surplus forever. Every American pays less than they do today from year one, verified against real W-2 data. As K increases, their taxes drop further every year for 6 years, then lock. The campaign message: your taxes go down every single year, and your government runs a surplus for the first time in a generation.
Revenue. All smooth tax revenue figures are computed from actual marginal integration across the U.S. income distribution, not estimates. The smooth tax itself raises roughly $9.3 trillion in year one at K equals 1.5, settling to about $7.7 trillion at the locked rate of 2.0. On top of that, a universal tariff brings in around $300 billion in year one, phasing out entirely by year four. Exit tax windfalls add $200 to $500 billion. Drug tax revenue contributes $50 to $100 billion, growing to about $100 billion. The prison system's net value from mining adds $30 to $50 billion, rising to about $50 billion. Government nuclear electricity sales come online later, $120 to $200 billion a year by year six. And Venezuelan oil revenue adds $20 to $50 billion. The bottom line? Roughly $9.9 to $10.3 trillion in year one, and about $8.3 to $8.4 trillion at the locked rate.
Spending.
The biggest line is healthcare. Forced pricing across the full supply chain at roughly $1.3 to $1.5 trillion in year one, settling at about $1.3 trillion. The dignity wage for Americans 60 and over costs about $750 billion a year. Defense, border, nukes, and cyber only runs about $400 billion. Debt interest starts near $900 billion and declines to $500 to $600 billion as the debt is paid down. Social Security cash-out installments run about $500 billion, then drop to zero once the cash-out is complete. Infrastructure runs about $500 billion, easing to $400 billion. Education and trades, about $350 billion. The border wall is a one-time $8 billion built with prison labor. Nursing homes, about $100 billion. Criminal justice, about $50 billion. All other operations, roughly $400 billion, declining to $350 billion. Total spending, about $5.3 trillion in year one, falling to roughly $4.2 to $4.3 trillion at the locked rate.
The surplus.
In year one, roughly $10 trillion in revenue against $5.3 trillion in spending, a surplus of $4.7 trillion. As K rises, revenue eases and spending falls with it. The surplus holds between $3.7 and $4.7 trillion every single year, and by year five, the cumulative debt paydown reaches $20.7 trillion. At the locked rate in year six and beyond, the surplus settles at about $4 trillion a year, with the paydown growing annually. By the end of one presidential term, roughly $20 trillion in national debt has been eliminated, over half the total. Interest payments collapse, which makes every future surplus larger. The virtuous cycle accelerates: surplus to debt paydown to lower interest to bigger surplus. The national debt could be fully eliminated within 10 years. The United States would be the only major nation on Earth that owes nothing.
Energy as revenue. Article 27 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, government nuclear plants don't just keep the lights on, they sell electricity, generating $120 to $200 billion a year that flows into the surplus permanently. Infrastructure that pays for itself then keeps paying.
Government-built nuclear power plants are not just infrastructure, they are revenue-generating assets. The U.S. electricity market is roughly $400 to $500 billion annually. As government nuclear plants come online in years 3 through 10, they capture a growing share of this market. At 30 to 40% market share, government electricity sales generate $120 to $200 billion a year in ongoing revenue that feeds the surplus permanently. This also fulfills the energy independence mandate, baseload power that no foreign country can threaten or embargo.
The political identity. Article 28 of the Simple Republic. In plain terms, neither socialist nor fascist, neither left nor right, take care of our own people, enforce the laws without apology, subsidize no one else, and run the entire government in plain sight. If citizens can't read it, someone is hiding something in it.
This platform will be called socialist by the right and fascist by the left. It is neither. It is the belief that a strong nation takes care of its own people first, enforces its laws without apology, refuses to subsidize foreign nations or tolerate corporate exploitation, guarantees every citizen health care, education, and dignity in retirement, and tells its people at 60, "You've done enough. The rest of your life is yours." It is also the belief that citizens cannot govern what they cannot understand. The Simple Republic is built so that any American can read the tax formula, the price list, the budget, and the law itself, and verify that the government is doing what it says. Simple isn't small. Simple is honest. It asks nothing of the world except to be left alone, and nothing of its citizens except to work hard until 60, obey the law, and contribute. In return, the full machinery of the state exists for their benefit and no one else's, and operates in plain sight.
Two ideas separable. The smooth tax is the economic engine, one smooth marginal curve replacing all taxes. It is nonpartisan, mathematically sound, and available for anyone to adopt, regardless of political philosophy. A progressive could build a different platform on it. A libertarian could build another. The curve is a tool, not an ideology. The Simple Republic is one set of policies built on that tool. Immigration, healthcare, retirement, criminal justice, education, foreign policy, these are choices. They could be made differently by someone else using the same curve. If you disagree with the policies but like the tax system, take the curve and build your own platform. The math works for everyone. A nation that cannot feed itself, defend itself, mine its own ore, train its own workers, heal its own sick, and tell its people, "You've earned your rest," is not a nation. It is a market. And a government its citizens cannot read is not a republic. It is a racket. This platform makes America a nation again, and a republic simple enough to belong to its people.